just dug into Lizzo's past, but don't worry, it's good as hell.
And why was a picture of Taylor Swift on a gay dating app grinder?
Plus, Andy Cohen just revealed his latest production. We've got the deets.
Yo, welcome to Dish Nation, y'all.
Hey!
And joining us today is actress and comedian currently starring on HBO's A Black Lady Sketch Show. I love the show. Make some noise for Gabrielle Dennis.
Yay! It's great to be here. So, all right, so what's up first, Headcrack? Come on, what's up?
All right, well, listen, Kim K and Pete D, and the D stands for Davidson, all right? Now get your mind out there, people.
That ain't what
does
I heard.
Does it?
Okay.
Now, they've been dating for about 6 months now, and they're letting us know that they are serious. Now, they went red carpet official over the weekend, then when they went to the White House Correspondents' Dinner together, y'all. Now, it seems that Pete got another Kim-inspired tattoo. Now, this new ink is on his neck, and it appears to be the letters K-N-S-C-P, which are the initials of Kim and her kids. North, Saint, Chicago, and Psalm. Now, Gabrielle, do you think this is the best way to get to a woman's heart by, like, you know, getting her kids' names tattooed on you to let you know that they're serious?
I mean, is it like a barcode? Like, is Kim scanning her men? Like, I don't understand. That's a lot of damn letters.
Like, it that looks like he's got a Wordle on his neck. Like,
yeah.
I don't know.
At that point, I feel like the kids could be like, can you just buy me a toy? I don't need the letter on your neck. Bro. Right. Like, just give me a toy.
Can you just buy me a new PS5, bro?
Yeah.
Like, I don't need all this.
Daddy Pete, can I get a PS5? God.
But Pete has a lot of tattoos, so he probably don't care about getting any kind of tattoos. He's covered.
Those aren't his kids, y'all. It's
Thank
a little
you.
Weird. I don't
we
know.
We don't even know if that's what it means, though, guys. We don't know that yet. Let's find out first.
Yeah, I don't know.
That ain't nothing but a dry eraser marker. He gonna wash that off in 2 weeks. Okay, y'all, well, if you follow Beyonce, you know that she uses baby pictures to wish other stars happy birthday. Well, Lizzo turned 34 last week, and Queen Bee celebrated by sharing a photo of Lizzo when she was just little Lizette. Well, when Lizzo saw the birthday, where she tweeted, Beyonce, where you get this pic? I ain't seen this since I was born.
Wow.
Where Detective Knowles on the case.
Yo, but where do you think she gets these pictures, y'all? Does she hit up a relative, a friend, a cousin?
She
you have any pictures of Lizzo?
Like, but I'm sure they'll turn it over to her. If somebody calls and they're like, hey, Beyonce wants to wish Lizzo a birthday wish, they're going to give her any picture they ask for.
Yo, Brett, do you think if Beyonce hit up Judy, would she send a picture of a baby picture of you, Brat, you think?
Absolutely. I would give it to her to send it to her.
What about your baby photos? Do you have any cute baby photos that pop up on your birthday?
I was very cute.
Well, we got robbed once in college moving, so the truck that had all of my baby pictures in a box was taken.
Oh,
so
no.
If my baby picture pop up someplace, I would be like, so you was the one who stole my
okay.
Beyonce, don't make me come after you, lady. If you got my photos, you got my baby pictures, me and you, we're going to have questions.
You stole the truck from Howard?
Yeah.
Like, come on. Yeah.
You were at Howard University campus?
Yeah. Damn, Sasha Fierce out here stealing baby photos.
But if y'all would be honest, though, Lizzo looked like she had a finger wave.
Yes.
Ooh, that looked like a finger wave.
She's very cute in the picture, Gary.
She's adorable.
That's that good hair. That's that good baby hair, honey. That natural baby hair.
Okay, comedian Gerard Carmichael is living his best life. He recently came out as gay on his HBO special. Well, Gerard just told Howard Stern about meeting Taylor Swift and how he uses a picture of the two of them to his advantage. Mm-hmm. Wow, check this out, y'all.
There's a picture of me and Taylor that I use on my Grindr profile now. Like, I'll send it to guys. You really want to excite the gays in New York City? Send a picture of you and Taylor Swift.
Yo, I love it. It's out here. It's difficult with these dating app streets, you guys.
I don't know. Like, you would get the wrong attention, I'd imagine. Like, you wouldn't want people to just hit you up because, you know, Taylor Swift or your Gerard Carmichael.
Or think y'all a thruple. Or, like, you know, like, it's a package deal. You get two for one.
Messing around with Taylor Swift, you end up being the subject of a song. So,
I'm
a hit single next.
Right, seriously.
Yeah.
She has a new album called Gerard. We know why.
Right.
Yeah. You guys think this is a little weird? Have you used pictures with celebrities on dating apps, Tanner?
Yes. Yes. Repeatedly.
No, Tanner.
Let me pull up my Tinder right now. I'm not going to pull it up right now. But absolutely, like when I've done interviews and I'm like standing next to somebody, I'm like, yo, look, and you know, you want a little something to draw a little attention.
Oh,
you know?
Wow.
But Tanner, which celebrity gave you the most hits on your profile?
Man, I'm trying to think. Like, there's definitely, like, photos. There was definitely photos of, like, me and Ross Matthews at that time when we were working together. And Ross was so much fun. And, like, people like him. Like, Garcelle might have shown up in the background of one of my bumble profiles.
I bet she did.
Yeah, yeah. Gabrielle, do you ever do dating apps?
I've never done a dating app. Never. Only because I feel like I've not been single long enough, but no, right. I wouldn't try. Yeah. Only because I've experienced some crazy people in my DMs, and that's too much. Yeah. So,
that's inviting.
We don't need the extra crazy.
And then I'm going to feel away. You going to swipe me left?
Yeah, real bad.
Coming to find you.
You don't like me?
Yeah, you don't like me?
You don't like this outfit?
All right, y'all. It's time for a Dish Baby report. Now, you were just on Watch What Happens Live last night hanging with Mr. Andy Cohen, and he has a new addition to his family.
Oh, that's right, Gary. And recently shared on IG that he welcomed a baby girl named Lucy Eve Cohen via surrogate on Friday. And he's already introduced his son Benjamin to the baby sister for the first time over the weekend. Mm-hmm. So it's a family affair.
Love
so
that.
Cute.
Lucy Eve. That's a beautiful name.
It's a beautiful
that name.
I like that name. I like that name.
So, Gabrielle, Andy is the king of housewives. Do you think that Lucy will be a housewife or she'll have a tagline as a housewife, perhaps?
I feel like Andy probably may not permit that. He would know what it introduces, and he's going to be very protective, especially if it's first baby girl. Mm-hmm. But if she were to be, she would have all the juice, all the access. Right. Okay? And she would be the best housewife of all time.
I think they'll have a family show eventually, like the Kardashians, but he'll produce everything, and he'll make sure everything is exactly to his liking.
Would y'all ever consider having a child via surrogate?
I think
it's weird for men. It's weird for men to.
That's not even.
Yeah, it's not our thing.
I think that's more a question.
I guess all of our children are via surrogate when you get down to it.
Right. Yeah,
you got the way of the war.
What's wrong?
Seriously.
Cat got your tongue.
Hold this baby for me.
Okay.
Okay, all right, guys. It's time for
Didn't See Dish Coming.
Gabrielle, get them taste buds ready for the next big breakfast cereal. Mm-hmm. Guys, this is so nuts. Tropicana Crunch is a cereal specifically intended to mix with orange juice instead of milk.
Wow.
The cereal's got granola and honey almond clusters, because when you think honey almond clusters, you think, let me get some OJ.
I got a real problem with this. Like, why haven't they made a cereal that you can mix with water? Because that's all we had a lot of times growing up.
Okay.
We didn't even have milk. We had water.
Hello.
So, come on, y'all. I'm really mad at this.
Because orange juice is a premium. Orange juice is more expensive than the damn milk.
That's expensive. Yeah.
This is real cereal.
It doesn't come with the free groceries every Friday, y'all. Like, come on.
But I think it might be good because nuts usually go with anything, so I think it would be delicious. I can't wait for it to come out.
Okay, Gary.
Swear to God.
All right, Gary.
All right, y'all, we're switching gears. We want to send our love and energy to Miss Juicy. She's not only a friend of the world, but a personal friend of us.
Yes.
And she was recently hospitalized and placed in ICU, but according to her team, she's currently in stable condition, and we will continue to send our love, our energy, and our prayers towards Miss Juicy, baby.
Yes.
So get better, sis.
Queen of Atlanta,
no doubt. Check that. Stay tuned. We got more Dish Nation after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Yeah.
All right, Tanner. We're about to take you to the School of Classic Black Mother Sayings. So Tisha Campbell dropped a TikTok video that reminded us all of what it was like growing up in a black household with a mama that would remind you that you can get it at any given time. Check this out.
Put a finger down if you heard I'm not one of your little friends. Put a finger down if you heard I am not Boo Boo the Fool.
I don't say
Put
that.
Put a finger down if you heard a hard head makes a soft behind.
I say
Put a
that.
Finger down if you heard do you got McDonald's money?
Oh, I say
Put
that.
Put a finger down if you heard. Stop all that crying, because I'll give you something to cry about.
I'll your ass up.
Put a finger down if you heard. I hope you know that schoolwork like you know them songs you be singing.
Now, how many of y'all had flashbacks listening to this? I sure did.
Yeah.
All around the world, same song, yo.
I did for sure. It sounds like black households and Latino households are very, very similar, yo.
Yes.
So, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, Gabrielle, what was that one thing your mom used to say to you that you hated hearing?
Well, my mom was pretty religious, so like when she was feeling holy, it was bad association spoils useful habits.
Okay.
When she was feeling unholy, it was like, I brought you into this world, I can take you out.
Oh, yeah. I feel like that's the classy version of what my mom used to say, which was that I was cruising for a bruising.
Yes!
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I like that one. I like that one a lot.
Mom would say, stay in a child's place. Don't get in grown folk conversation.
Oh, what about, I ain't one of your little friends.
Yo, yeah.
That's a classic.
And the one where it's like, don't ask for nothing when we go in the store. I think that's part of why I'm frugal now.
But it's flipped now. When I take my mom to the mall, the grocery store, I'm like, yo, mom, don't be asking me for nothing. And she's like, mijo, but I thought you loved me. Mijito, no puedo. You can't buy me no perfume.
Think money grows on trees, lady? Okay.
Yeah. Right, exactly. All right, y'all, it's time for a snort. Katie Holmes is back on the scene with another one. Right. Yes. Actress was spotted taking a romantic stroll on the green pastures of Central Park with her new man, musician Bobby Wooten III last week, y'all. Yes. Katie was all smiles as the couple walked hand in hand and displayed a bit of PDA. But Katie wasn't the only woman spotted showing Bobby some love. He was seen hugging Katie's mom. So, yo, this is pretty serious if you're getting hugs from mom, right?
Absolutely, yes.
Like, come on, y'all. But doesn't that picture of her, like, kissing on homeboy look a little, like, set up and contrived?
She's got
I don't know.
It's an intense kiss.
It's like...
I want y'all to know.
Yeah. You know? Like, when you grab somebody by the head and you're kissing them, that's passion. That's like you love that person.
Or it's the opposite. It's like, you're about to kiss me. Right? It's also that, too.
Yeah, but Tanner, tell me if you agree with this, Tanner. I feel bad for Suri, their daughter. I feel so sorry for her. Her mom is dragging in all these random black men in that house. It's just not a good look. I mean, it is sad.
Gary's the best.
All right, y'all. It's officially spring, y'all, which means summertime is not so far behind, and you know what comes next. Vacations and getting those summer bodies in order. Ooh. So Headcrack has an offer from HelloFresh you're going to love.
That's right. We love HelloFresh Air Dish Nation because it helps you stay on track and eating healthier. It's so easy with the low-calorie, carb-smart vegetarian and pescatarian options every week. And no matter what you choose, every single recipe is packed with fresh produce sourced directly from farmers. HelloFresh helps you get seasonal produce and easy-to-make recipes delivered right to your door every week. And if you have a busy schedule like me, you can try their quick and easy meals, 15 to 20-minute dinners, breakfast on the go, and 10-minute lunches in HelloFresh's market. It's all about convenience with HelloFresh. Pick your favorites from 50 different weekly options. You heard that right, yo. 50 options. And skip weeks when you need to or change a delivery date. And also, it's super easy to update your preferences in the HelloFresh app if you need to. When I'm trying to eat healthy but also want something quick, my go-to is the Salmon Limon. Not to mention, I feel like a chef. Pretty darn good one at that, too. Ready to get your chef on? Go to HelloFresh.com/Dish16 and use code Dish16 for up to 16 free meals and 3 free gifts. That's Dish16 for up to 16 free meals and 3 free gifts for America's number one meal kit.
Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Yay!
Hey! Gabrielle, honey, we have to just sip some tea on you. So, honey, brace yourself for these questions, okay, Miss Gabrielle?
Okay.
Okay, honey, so first, now, I need to know, do you still get heat for getting in the middle of Derwin and Melanie's relationship on the game?
Well, for those of you that gave heat for that, with that inaccurate information, Janae never got in the middle of their relationship. They were broken up when Janae came into the picture. Janae was a live-in girlfriend, then got pregnant, and, you know, things happened, and then they got back together after the fact. But I do get questioned a lot still about that character, about that baby mama. People love that storyline, but I'm a new baby mama now on the upshot.
Yes,
let's move past
mama.
Janae. That's over a decade old.
you invented the entanglement. You basically...
Give credit.
That baby was job security for me. I'm like, oh, I read this. I'm like, ooh, I get to stay longer.
Seriously, yes.
Well, yo, Gabrielle, so it's season 3 of a Black Lady sketch show where everybody's talking about how amazing the show is. Yes. And there's a lot of guest stars that came through, such as Angela Bassett, Laverne Cox, Loretta Devine, Kelly Rowland, and a whole bunch more. Now, who would you say was your favorite?
Ooh, she can't do that.
Ooh, that's so
that's
hard
a tough one.
To say.
I know.
But when you think of all those names that you listed, and then we even went to, like, the stratosphere with the one and the only Patti LaBelle.
Oh, yes.
I mean,
yes.
I got to sing back up for Patti LaBelle.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
like, that was kind of like, I made it. Yeah, like, you
made
it.
Right. Yeah, that was the you made it. It's you made it epic. Moment. Yeah,
yeah, totally. Like she's just transcends generations, and she's just so amazing. She and she's is. Just like wow. So I think that was a huge highlight out of all of these amazing.
She's a beautiful have, like, a specific... spirit too. She makes you feel like she's related to you. Like she's
and
your
she's
auntie,
on top of it. Like at her age, she's on top of it. Yes. She came. She's ready to play. And I just love her energy. She's amazing.
And her pies are amazing.
Oh, the pies are delicious.
If you haven't had a Patti LaBelle pie, I suggest you get one.
Now you played Whitney Houston in the Bobby Brown Story and Tina Turner in American Soul. Was one role more intimidating than the other one?
Well, I got on my knees and prayed for both.
I know you did. Because those are hard shoes.
It works.
Yeah, because when I got Whitney, it was just like, oh, yay, I got Whitney. I was like, oh, damn, I got Whitney. Like, the night it aired, I was hiding in the corner at the BET offices while we were live tweeting. I was like, oh, I was so afraid of Black Twitter. Like, Black Twitter, I was like, either tonight my career ends or things will get easier for me.
Right.
But then when they called me several times to play Tina Turner. I was like, listen, I don't want to be like, they're going to be like, bitch, you just think you're going to play all the icons? You know what I'm saying? I was a little nervous to play Tina, but it was a one-off and it was fun and amazing and I'm just blessed, you know, just happy and grateful and all of those things.
That's
but
awesome.
Those two women are iconic and amazing and yeah, it was an honor.
Wow.
So Gabrielle, you talked about Pat a little bit earlier now, so tell us this though. Could you give us your Patti LaBelle impression?
I feel like I have to take my shoes off and stand on the desk so you could, you know, she likes to kick a shoe and she likes to do a little.
The wings.
Patti, I said, say my name. She likes to give a wing, honey.
Yeah. Okay, Gabrielle, let everybody know where to catch season 3 of A Black Lady Sketch Show and anything else to look forward to in the episode this week.
Well, you can catch A Black Lady Sketch Show, which airs on Fridays on HBO, and if you miss Friday night, because it come on late at 11, child, you can catch it Saturday morning on HBO Max.
Yes.
And this week, one of my characters recurs, so look out for that, and this is going to be a good time.
Dope.
Nice. Well, yo, up next, you won't believe which rapper tattooed his girlfriend's face on his body. Come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, y'all, it's time for
Tattoo.
So everybody knows Lil Durk loves his boo India Royale, especially after that $100,000 shopping spree he blessed her
with.
Well, y'all, he just went a step further by getting her face tatted on his leg.
Oh. Damn.
But there's one problem, folks. Fans are saying that this tattoo looks nothing like her, and it's giving more Indiana than India. What y'all think? Is this a tattoo or a tattoo?
This is not the same person, y'all. Who is this?
He should have spent that $100,000 on a tattoo instead of the shopping spree.
He'll be spending another $100,000 on tattoo removal because he's going to get this thing redone.
Well, how does she feel about it?
I don't know.
Has she chimed in? I didn't look like this when I woke up. Maybe that's how she looks in the morning. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Her morning face.
With a different wig, different makeup, you have a different vibe.
That's a great point.
Maybe.
But I think it's good she got it, man. It doesn't look like her. So when you break up with her, that's not my ass on your damn leg anyway, you ugly bastard. And that's what she was telling her.
No, Gary.
Wow. But if they do break up, y'all, what could he turn this tattoo into after? Oh, yeah. What do you think?
I don't know.
Laverne
Cox. It's tough. Gary.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.